is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I am joined with the marvelous Heidi over here.
Oh, thank you.
Today, our first topic is going to be about an Illinois governor candidate who removed toilets in one of his mansions. Let me tell you why. So him and his wife, the governor candidate's name is J.B. Pritzker.
Right. You have to know his name so that you can threaten him on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah. Because he's a jerk face. Him and his wife bought, I guess they live in a mansion already, but they went and bought a second mansion next to the one they already live in.
Of course, as you do.
Yeah. Because exactly,
as you can
do. Yeah. And they decided to this mansion, the second mansion, was 6,378 square feet, and it was $6.3 million.
Wow.
And yeah, that just is mind-blowing by itself.
I can't even imagine. For sure. Also, that you already have one.
Right. Why do
you need
two mansions?
A second. I mean, I use the word need very loosely because you don't need it. And it's like right near your first mansion.
Yeah. It's right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So they bought this mansion for who knows what purpose, but they removed 5 toilets out of it. It didn't say how many toilets it originally had in the article I was reading, but they removed 5 of them to deem it uninhabitable to avoid taxes on it.
Wow.
On this house and the property.
5 toilets, though, that's a lot.
That's a big mansion, right?
Which probably means they might have had more toilets.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I could not even admit. I was like, really? Just to why did you buy it anyway?
Right,
We're going to just remove the
toilets. So does that mean they're not going to live in it because there's no toilets?
It was vacant the whole time they got it. And
what?
Then they let it fall into disrepair after they removed the toilets. Yeah, so they weren't even living in it. They were living in the one next door.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Just so you could look out your window and look at it and be like, I own that.
Yes. Or just to be like, I don't want any other neighbors.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But if you don't take care of it, then your neighbors are just going to be like raccoons and squirrels.
Exactly.
And squatters.
Right. And it didn't say that they went and checked on it or anything like that. They just bought it just to buy it. And the crazy part is when it was assessed first for the market price, it said $6.3 million, but because it was deemed uninhabitable because of the toilets being taken out, it was assessed at $1.1 million.
So just because of the toilets that were gone?
Yeah.
Not because of other disrepair?
No, just because it was uninhabitable.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, really? And I think disrepair just means that, they just kind of let it go. They didn't keep the maintenance up on it, clean the walls, do anything like that. But I was, I was in awe about what the purpose for this was.
Right, exactly. I don't understand why. I mean, I don't think anyone will really understand why you need two mansions, right next to each other.
Exactly.
Besides just
what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. Just to show off.
Yeah.
I actually saw a comic. I think it was in the New Yorker. I saw it today or yesterday, and it was this older man talking to his son, and he's like, well, there's rich, and then there's tax fraud rich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's definitely Mr. Pritzker here.
Yeah, that's in this category for sure.
Yeah. This dude, Governor Pritzker. He's not the governor yet. I don't think that the elections have passed yet.
Is he? So. But he's running for governor?
Yeah, he's a candidate. Wow. Democratic candidate.
Wow.
Yeah, in Illinois, just so you guys all know where he's located.
So you can find him in his two mansions.
Let me tell you how much they saved. Okay, oh, so from 2012 to 2014, him and his wife received a refund on property taxes each year, 2012, 2013, 2014, for $132,000.
Wow.
Just because of the toilets being removed.
Oh my gosh. I should take out a toilet.
Right.
I don't need that.
Exactly. I got one that works, the other one. Right. Nobody
who needs it?
Exactly. That was ridiculous. And then in 2015 and 2016, he saved himself nearly 200,000. I think it was like 198,000
per year.
Yeah, each year in reported taxes because of this.
Oh my gosh!
I was like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah, that's definitely worth taking out a toilet for sure.
I could not believe this. First, why buy the mansion?
Yeah,
if you're not going to use it. You weren't even going to let family members,
right,
or anybody
and it's
else
also like
it.
It's a mansion. Yeah. It's not like a house,
right?
You know, you didn't just buy a house. You bought a mansion, a second mansion.
Yeah, a second at that. I was like, the one ain't enough, really.
Right, exactly.
And it didn't say like if him and his wife had any children.
Okay,
I think they kept them out of the story if they did have any, or if they do have any, but. I was like, okay, I understand if you don't want your children to live with you if they're grown or you're trying to help out family, but you don't need to buy them a mansion. Get them a little 3-bedroom house. I mean, if you're spending millions on a mansion.
And clearly it wasn't for them because they took out the toilets.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for other family.
Right. And just let it fall into despair. Why?
Right.
I'm just like, you are a horrible person. So it was funny because his Republican opponent, his name is Bruce Rauner, is running an ad in the Illinois, like on TV, the radio, and he's calling him, what is he calling him? The porcelain prince of tax avoidance. I was like, that's clever. That's clever. I like it.
Man, so, he could even put in like an alliteration, like Pritzker, the porcelain prince.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. What are they called? Tongue twisters?
Yep. Man. Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Well, after he did get caught doing that for like tax purposes, he is forced to pay back $303,000. But it didn't say
$303,000.
But it did. It said it as a total, not each year he went through this.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I feel like he should, because he did that 2012, 2013, 2014, and then for his refund that he got back, and then he saved 2015 and 2016, that is more than $330,000 that you just avoided.
Right. Are they going to force him to put the toilets back in?
No, I don't know. I think that...
They're just all going to know that, you know, it is going to be inhabitable. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he should, though, because... Why are you going to keep that property?
Right, and then if you sell it, then you're going to sell a house without toilets.
Well, exactly, so, you can't do that.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. So I just thought that was... This just blew my mind. I was like, sir, you know, there are struggling people out
right
here.
So did this story come out before he started running for governor? Oh, it did. Yeah. Okay. So, wow. So people have found out about that, and then he still ran for the position.
He's still running, And it's funny because regardless of the story being like in the news, he's still the polls are saying he's still 22 points ahead of Bruce Rauner, his Republican opponent.
Wow.
I'm like, how are you still ahead of this man?
Wow. Yeah. Who else was running?
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully anybody else.
Yeah. That's
okay,
crazy.
Okay. I can't say that.
Yeah.
We
don't know. But oh, wow.
But yeah. And then Rauner is also saying, which makes sense. He's like, a bank robber who gives money back is still a bank robber.
Right.
Which is so true because, you know, he could just do it again and just say, oh, I'm sorry. Like,
right, exactly. I also feel like that's not like trustworthy,
exactly,
like principles,
especially when it comes to money. And you know, if you're going to be a governor, you have to, you know, put the money or approve it to where it will help the community,
right? Yeah. And that's also like ripping off the government and people.
Yeah,
you know, that's That's this not, is just,
you know, wow. The rich finding their loopholes, you know what right, I mean?
Right, exactly. Which, also, that's like a giant, like, loophole, like mansion-sized loophole yeah. that you found.
Right. Which I feel like you guys already, rich folks, you guys already got a benefit, you know, with yeah. tax breaks I
wonder
already.
If, I wonder if that is just so he doesn't have to have neighbors. I could kind of see that.
It could be.
I mean, not that I'm justifying it, but I could see someone doing it for that reason. Yeah. Which is just not
But I
fair.
Feel like even mansions have large yards. So right, if yeah. you didn't if you did have a neighbor there, how...
Yeah, you know, how, man, that's just greedy. Yeah, that's just greed.
It really is. It really is. I'm not a fan of this man. Good nope. luck, Illinois. I wish y'all the best.
Yeah, good luck.
Because I don't know anything about the other opponent, Bruce.
Right.
Browner.
I wonder what's going on with the other guy. Yeah. Is he just like also terrible?
I don't know. I don't. I just yeah. I followed the opponents here in California because I have to vote for them.
Right. So yeah, I don't know about
yeah,
Illinois.
Illinois.
Man, good luck, guys.
Right.
It seems like you're between our... Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the other guy. I can't say that.
Right. True story.
Man.
You have your options and you have like stories like this.
Yeah,
so
good luck.
Choose wisely or vote wisely.
Yep, yep.
Choose the... Less, I don't want to say that. You were going to say that.
Yeah, I don't want to say... Or, you should just go it. Vote. Yeah, you go should, vote. It's a civil... Civic
Be
duty.
Be smart about it, though.
Yeah.
Choose what's going to benefit the community, you, and everybody in right. the best way.
And I feel
possible.
Like all of our podcasts at the end of a story, we're like, just be smart.
I know. Which is funny.
At the end, we're like, just, you know, right? use your best judgment.
Which is funny because that's what I say to my kids all the time. Be smart about the situation. That's like one of the sayings I tell them
yeah.
all the time.
That's it, what it I tell matter. Myself.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the situation is. Just be smart about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Think it through.
Exactly. On that, we're going to go ahead and take a break and come back with more weird news.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We're going to move on to our next topic, which I felt like this was the one of the weirdest things I've read. So this woman in China was taken into custody for trying to mail her live newborn baby.
Oh my god.
It was the pictures that I saw
oh,
were
no.
so weird. Yeah, they had pictures. I wish I would have sent them to you, Heidi. It was crazy.
No, I mean, I appreciate that you're thinking of me, but I don't need to see that.
It's
bad
weird.
Enough in my head.
Yeah. Let me just describe really quick what it looked like to me. So, you know those, like, manila envelopes, the large ones with,
yeah.
like, the bubble wrap inside yeah. that's, like, already mm-hmm. in there? So, it looked like one of those, except it was all black.
Okay.
And, like, the male person had already, like, cut the top open so you can see, like, the baby's head.
So, it was like a baby in an envelope.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It looked so crazy. I was like, first of all, why?
Yeah, and where was it being mailed to?
To an orphanage. She tried to mail it to an orphanage. So let me tell you, this woman was 24 years old. This just barely happened in August.
Okay.
So she was 24 years old. It did not give her name, I think for like safety
yeah,
purposes
yeah.
or whatever. But she hand mailed this package. She wrapped the baby in several black plastic bags, and it looked like flat. Okay?
Did she then put that into the envelope? Or put the
yeah.
baby in the envelope and then wrapped the envelope
no,
in plastic.
I think she wrapped the baby in the plastic. And
what?
Then, yeah, because it looked black on the outside, and she wrapped it in several
oh,
plastic bags.
Oh my god!
The delivery person, like who picks up the packages uh-huh. or whatever, he like took the package, and at first, like it said he was walking away, but then he started hearing. First of all, why? I don't know how she wrapped it to where he couldn't feel.
Right. Yeah, like, that it's a baby.
Exactly. but she did, and he heard the noises from inside. Right. And so he, like, kind of questioned the lady because she was still standing there as he was walking.
Yeah.
And then he heard, I don't know if the male person was a man or a woman.
But yeah.
The male person heard the baby cry. He was like, what is that? Like, yeah. What's the noise? And she was like, oh, no, you don't need to worry about that. You can just go.
Oh, my God.
It was because of her acting super suspicious.
Yeah.
Is when he was like, no, this ain't right. And then he started feeling it move. And so he was like, God. Oh, yeah, no, something's definitely not right. So he cut it open, the bag.
Like in front of the woman?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like as he was walking on the sidewalk, he kind of set it down. Cut it open, cut the bags open, and there he found the newborn baby.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it was a baby girl. And I was just like, wow, you... She said when she got taken into custody that she was trying to mail her daughter into an orphanage.
That sounds also... I mean, that's terrible on many levels.
Yeah.
But that's also probably, like, scarring for the male person.
Yes.
Because that would be horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But good for them for... Yeah. You know, trying to fix the problem. Exactly. And not just letting it go.
Right.
You know, not just being like, okay, well, whatever, that's weird. And also, this reminds me of another story that I had read. It was not a recent story, but I want to say it's either Korea or China. Mm-hmm. But there was a pastor who noticed that children were being abandoned. Mm-hmm. And so he put in, like, his gate door, this kind of like when you deliver mail into, like, a FedEx box or a mailbox. Right. You, like, open the door and there's, like, a slot. Yeah. And then you put your letter in and close it and the mail goes in. He built, like, that, but it was for babies. Because people were abandoning their children. And so they would put a baby in and then it would, like, close it. And he could hear it, and then he'd come out and, like, basically rescue this child
who
was being abandoned. And I think, like, he would care for them. And it was made into a documentary.
Yeah.
It's called something, like, I want to say it's, like, the red mailbox or something kind of like that.
Yeah.
But that's really sad because people are in situations where they don't know what to do. I mean, you should not mail your child.
Don't mail your baby.
Right. I mean, there are other ways to deal with a problem like that.
Yeah. That's just horrifying. And I understand that, like, in somewhere in Asia or something like that, it's a problem with especially baby girls.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just feel so bad. Well, this kind of blew my mind too, is she is in police custody and they have her under investigation for child abandonment. And okay, yeah, I get child abandonment, but you wrapped your baby in plastic?
Right.
Babies, like, people die if they're in plastic. So why not attempted murder or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, you basically almost killed your baby.
Also, that is, like, the most irresponsible way to wrap a child.
Yeah.
Plastic?
Yeah, plastic.
That's terrible.
And that's, like, if it's anything like the Postal Service here in America.
Right. That baby would not make it.
No. I received the orphanage. An envelope today and it was, like, halfway torn open.
Yeah. Or, like, bent.
Yeah.
Or, like, so all, like, my, like, package corners get, like, bent in.
Right. And I'm sure she could have just brought the baby to an orphanage.
Exactly.
Not mailed it off.
Right. I don't understand. I guess maybe there's, like, a level of shame. Like, maybe she had shame involving, like, the birth of her child, which is very sad. But, like, isn't there more shame in, like, almost killing your child?
I think so. I mean, even if you're that shameful, say it's your friends or a family member.
Right.
Like, I'm just dropping this off for a friend or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, put it off on somebody else if you're that shameful about it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so sad. I hope that baby is okay. Oh, no. The baby is okay now, said, from what I was reading it. But before, when they brought the baby to a nearby hospital, they said that the baby was in stable condition. So I don't feel like the baby was in the plastic wrapped for long enough to be, like, in critical condition or anything like that.
Wasn't suffocating.
Right. So,
I mean, going to be suffocated.
Right. It's so sad.
Oh, man.
Baby.
That does make me sad, though. Like, I wonder if she, like, I mean, I don't know this, but I feel like you have to be in a really bad, desperate situation to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's really sad also to think about, like, the circumstance.
Exactly.
That would cause that to happen, cause that kind of desperation.
Right.
So, it's just so sad.
So sad. Moving on to another story, because we're just so sad about that. Yeah. This one's kind of funny, though. Okay, this one's a little bit funnier.
Okay, good.
Bring it up a notch. So this happened in Toronto. Okay, this man dove into an aquarium shark tank at Ripley's Aquarium naked.
Oh,
like,
God.
He just disrobed. From what the story was saying, is he arrived there like around 10 p.m. I don't know how late
yeah, this aquarium what?
Stays open. But yeah, they said like immediately, the surveillance camera showed that immediately after he purchased his ticket around 10 when he arrived, he just started getting undressed and
oh
went
my gosh.
Straight for the shark tanks, jumped over the barriers
yeah.
and dove in.
I feel like you have to be on drugs.
You have something, right?
You have some sort of death wish.
Yeah. He was gone before, like, any authorities or anybody could, you know,
oh
stop
my gosh.
Him. But they said that the man, he dove in twice.
What?
Because the first time he dove in, like, there was a crowd around, and they started cheering him on
oh,
as
no.
he was climbing out.
No.
And so he dove in again.
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
Are you serious?
I mean, that's frightening if anyone were to go into a shark tank, like, clothed.
Right.
Right, which is bad. And I feel like, you know, a shark would eat you no matter what. But also naked, at that point, you're in for, like, a big spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're not just in, like, to get into a shark tank. But if you're naked, that's, like, a second level of spectacle.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, like, you did it twice. And people, like, cheered. And, yeah. Oh, gosh. Did he, like, dive in deep? Or was it just, like, a surface, like,
it
swim?
It was just, like, yeah. He just dove in. And I don't think the water was deep at all. Probably, like, 6 feet or something like that. But he dove in. And they said, like, he reached, like, the midway and then came out and then dove in again.
What type of sharks were in there?
I don't know if it said. It didn't say what kind of sharks were in there.
Gosh,
it
that's terrifying.
Yeah. They said, but he didn't seem, like, scared. They said,
yeah, probably not.
Yeah, the look on his face, they said he was smiling and seemed even relaxed, which to me, either you're on drugs or this was totally a dare. Like, you're like, oh,
yeah,
I can do it just to
yeah,
show
I could
off,
see
you
that.
You know what I mean? They said this man is between 35 to 40 years old. They're still looking
oh,
for
gosh.
Him. They did not catch him afterwards.
So like a naked, like dripping wet man
yeah,
running away.
Still at large.
Oh, yeah. Guard your shark tanks. You never know who's going right. to come. Those sharks were probably really upset.
Right. Exactly.
I would be so upset if some naked person came into my room.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know you. I didn't invite you. You are not.
Right. They're probably like, we can't sleep tonight. I don't know if sharks sleep, but like, we can't sleep tonight.
No.
You know, there's something out there.
Exactly.
Like how we have Shark Week.
They want to know why people get eaten by sharks. You're
right.
invading their privacy.
Yeah. I'm sure they're all talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were the authorities did want to mention that there were no injuries to the man, to any of the animals, or any patrons.
Okay, so, good. I'm glad. I'm glad everyone's
safe.
Okay.
However, if a naked man is jumping into a shark tank and I'm at a family aquarium or just an aquarium, of course I'm gonna bring my kids because
oh yeah,
you know I'm not
my kids
go.
Would not be okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, my kids are traumatized for life.
Right.
They just saw a naked man jump in with sharks.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I mean, God forbid if something had happened to
oh,
him,
I know.
That would be awful.
Right. If he would have got
to watch,
big, yeah, and the kid is there, I would have took my kid and ran away. Like, somebody do something. And then
right.
I'm going to sue you because
right, yeah.
for some
right.
reason.
Yeah, for like child endangerment
right.
or
some kind of
terrible.
Trauma.
Yeah, trauma. Yeah.
That'd
also be like, you know, and your kid goes back to school and it's like, so what did you do over the weekend?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I saw
gosh.
A naked man in the shark tank.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. And they're going to be like, what do your parents bring?
Right, exactly. What kind of show was that?
I know. You're going to get authorities called on you for,
oh,
you know,
man. Don't do that. Don't jump into a shark tank naked.
Please
don't jump into a shark tank at all.
At all. It's
at
not,
all.
Unless you're like a trained professional and you're there.
Yeah.
To like,
I still feel like you shouldn't. I mean, you
right.
know,
I
people
saw
get paid
Deep
to do that,
Blue
but...
Sea, and they're remaking
right.
that movie.
Yeah,
but they all got eaten except LL Cool J. So I'm like, please stay away from sharks.
But because... there's also that really sad documentary, like Blackfish, about like animals in like you know SeaWorld and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So you know they shouldn't do that anyway. But I also feel like this guy wasn't like protesting.
No, he wasn't. But and I feel like that was just. I mean, not smart on his part. If it was a dare, if he was on drugs, but I mean, I guess we'll never know right now.
Because yeah, they haven't found him.
They have not found him.
But I feel like his friends are probably like, that was insane.
No, that was so awesome. Here's your $10. Right? You want? Yeah,
yeah. Here's the beer you asked
right,
for.
Right, exactly. You get a six pack. Like, I don't feel like something would be worth a lot to do.
Can you imagine though if it's just like some like 40-year-old guy just like midlife crisis? Oh, like, I know. I'm gonna go jump into a shark tank naked.
Go skydiving, okay? Right.
Never felt so alive.
Done that. It's fun. It's exhilarating. You love it. Just, you know, it's better than sharks.
Yeah. I used to work at a skydiving place though, and it frightened me quite a lot.
Did you never go?
No, I was working at a skydiving place made me not want to go skydiving.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it was
try it just one time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it wasn't your responsibility to call the ambulance when things went wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't watch things like that. I watched one before I went, was like this 90-year-old woman for her birthday, and I was like, heck yeah, I'm gonna do this.
Oh yeah, I mean, things good. It's generally good. If you're right. going like a tandem skydive, you're gonna be fine.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
As long as you go to a reputable skydive place,
do your research, people.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, because there are some scary ones that have had really bad accidents. Look into it.
Right. Back to the sharks, though. So the guy, the authorities want to press charges for indecent exposure. Yeah. And the aquarium says once the person is caught, this man, they plan to press all appropriate charges, which as well they should.
Because, right. Traumatizing sharks.
Yeah. And that's just crazy. I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take another break and we'll be right back with some more weird news.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We're going to go into our last topic here about a Houston company. Well, it's Toronto-based company that was trying to open up a new branch in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
This company is called Kinky's Dolls with a capital S.
Capital S's.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did it like that.
Anyway, this company sells sex dolls. And their whole thing was you can buy the sex dolls there, but you could also rent them and...
Wait, so rent them like you rent them at the store and take them home and return them like a library book?
No. Rent them and they have private rooms.
No!
Where they could, you know, rent them them and use them in the private rooms and then return them. Yeah.
Why would you want to rent that?
Super nasty. Like, I wouldn't even want to. No, why would you? But, exactly.
Are you trusting
so many questions all trying to come out at once, right? First of all, sanitation.
Right?
Seriously?
That's the main. That's my main question.
Yeah. And then I have so many other comments for that, too, because it's just like, these dolls, I'm sure, like, they're rubber or what are they?
Is it like an inflatable?
No, they're like the ones that they make.
Like the wigs and everything?
Yeah.
Are they like, you know, like some, there's like the AI thing kind of going on? So is it like that? Like, does it move?
No. Well, these ones don't, but this company is making ones that do.
They're getting the AI technology
for the new ones that they want to have. And they like the mouths move and they respond and they blink.
Oh my God. I am overwhelmed.
It's so weird. It's so nasty. Like, this is disgusting. What? If you want to buy one of those dolls, take it home.
Right.
Please.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to know.
No.
Yeah.
Oh God. Take it home and never tell anyone.
Yeah. And they said like they'll have a section for the rented ones. So it's like, other people have rented that?
Right.
Are you serious?
Right.
That's just nasty on so many levels. this business, fortunately, Houston stopped it from opening.
Oh, God. Okay, good.
Which, well, it's crazy because it's open in Toronto. This is their second location.
Do they have any U.S. locations?
No.
Okay, so only Canada.
Yeah, this would be their second location. And Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner said after having a council, like a city council meeting about it, he was like, no, we're going to have to implement a city ordinance or something about it. And fortunately for them, it wasn't that hard because there was already an ordinance about it. They just had to amend it, modify it in a certain way to where it said one cannot engage in sexual activities with any inanimate objects at any of any business location. So
everyone should now put that, every town should now put that
exactly into just in case ordinance.
Oh gosh. Yeah,
and the company was like, oh, you guys just changed that just because of us. And they were like, no, we just, you know, we didn't specify any business,
right?
We just put that in, you know, the ordinance we already had open, which I don't know what it specified originally,
right? Yeah,
just like maybe not in public or, you know, behind another, I don't know. But I'm glad that they stopped this from, you know, opening.
Right.
I mean, not good business for this Toronto company.
That's interesting. They chose Texas too.
Right. Exactly. Like, why Houston?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I feel like laws down there would be, maybe it's because it would have been the easiest place to open things up like that.
Yeah. I don't know. They have lots of, maybe it's cheaper there or something. Yeah, I don't know.
It might be. It might be.
That's crazy.
I thought it was the most disgusting thing I read.
Yeah, this is
I don't know. I don't know. And then even if like you did, I hope you're being safe, but then that brings up more questions because it's like, if they make them wear condoms, like how would the friction be on the, also, you know what I mean?
They probably don't. I
don't know how.
What?
What's the benefit?
Yeah, you're right, because then how is cleanup? Oh, I don't know. Gosh.
Exactly. So many questions. I mean,
I'm sure that the company has it down to a science. You know, right. if they're opening a second location, does that mean business is really good?
Business is well in Toronto.
Oh, God.
It could either mean business is well or it's not doing so good. So they need to transfer.
Right. Go to a different market.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
oh.
I just thought that was the most ridiculous thing.
I'm overwhelmed. Okay. I am not going to go look that up.
Right. Now. I wouldn't even want to know if something was something like that would be happening in the area I live in.
I would not be okay with that.
No. Nuh-uh. Somebody was like, oh, we're going to this store. I'd be like, why?
No.
That's a thing? I'm calling somebody to shut this down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, yeah, it's probably illegal.
I would be like, you know, like the woman who called 911 on whales.
Yeah. On a previous episode. Yeah.
Call the cops. Like, you got to do something.
Right. They're doing weird stuff with weird stuff.
Yeah. You got to get out of here.
Yeah. But apparently this was crazy too, because it wasn't just like the female dolls. It was the male dolls too.
Wow.
So,
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. So many questions, but I thought that was just super crazy.
Man.
I can't even like wrap my head fully around it.
You know, like if you want to do your own stuff, okay. But,
I'm sure there's if you have a little fetish or like little kinky things you like to do, there's like a website.
But
and
yeah, like, fly to Toronto. That's like a brick and mortar store.
Yeah.
That's almost, that's like a brothel.
Right. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And they should. Good on Houston. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people in Houston might have enjoyed that.
I'm sure there's some people who are would upset have. Yeah. that's really all I have to say about that.
Yeah,
I don't want one in my town.
Me either.
You know?
And
maybe I'm just boring, but I don't.
We could do so many other things.
Right. You could talk to a real person.
Right. And I see the benefit, men, that you don't want to hear, or even women you don't want to hear. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But I still don't want that in my town.
Exactly. Toronto, keep that Yeah. Keep that in Toronto, because I don't feel like that's very sanitary or health. Even health-wise, it's just
weird.
Many things could happen if something would go wrong or something.
Oof.
Gosh, oof. I could just see lawsuits.
Oh,
lawsuits.
For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like someone would probably get hurt with all that. No.
Exactly. Mm-mm. Or just like things could get spread And
yeah,
it could be like the wrong thing.
Oh,
like
God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
oh.
I just so many bad on bad on bad. So.
Oh, yeah, this is really weird. This is really, really weird news.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to know anymore. But that is the end of our topics for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And please join us again for Weird News with GSMC.